love and marriage. One, I love you. I love you. You love me.
Give me a big hug. Give me a long kiss.
Give me a big hug. Give me a long kiss. Keep me warm all night.
We're the happiest couple in the world. We're the happiest couple in the world.
Does Jack love Jane?
Yes, he loves her very much. He gives Jane flowers every day.
Does Jane love Jack?
No, she doesn't love him. She keeps the flowers, but she won't go out on a date with him. Isn't that a shame? I think they would be a good match for each other. But Jane likes Big Mouth Tom. She goes out with him every week.
She likes Big Mouth Tom? How could that be? He is not suitable for Jane. He is lazy and crazy. Jane is serious and responsible. Tom never studies, and he sleeps all day. And he talks too much. He always makes up stories about what he did or is going to do. Tom is a party guy.
Yes, he's a playboy. If Jane marries him, she'll regret it. He'll soon be chasing other women. That's just the way he is.
I can't see why Jane goes out with him.
Maybe he's the only guy that she enjoys being with.
I doubt it. He doesn't have a serious bone in his body. He's a talker, not a doer.
Well, I don't think Jane loves him. Maybe she sees him only as an entertaining friend. She's wise enough to figure him out. How about Mark?
Mark isn't suitable for Jane either. Mark is rich, but eccentric. He spends all day with his computer. All he does is watch the stock market. All he really cares about is making money. He doesn't like to laugh or go for walks. He only talks about business. He wants to marry a rich woman. Jane is smart, but she isn't rich.
Who should she fall in love with?
She should fall in love with me. She should love me. I'm perfect for her. I respect her. I love her. We're perfect for each other.
Well, you had better get your butt in gear. You'd better hustle. You need to compete right now. Tell her that you think she's wonderful. Tell her you think she's smart. Give her a big smile every time you see her. Tell her her eyes twinkle when she laughs. Ask her out to a movie. Ask her out for a pizza or a strawberry float. Don't wait any longer. Let her know that you care.
You're right. I'll ask her out tomorrow. I'll ask her if she wants to go out for a banana split.
Now that's the spirit.
Two. I'm in love with Sue. I'm in love with Sue. I'm in love with Sue.
Is that true?
She is on my mind day and night. She is on my mind day and night.
Does she know how you feel? Does she know how you feel?
No, she doesn't. But I can't stop thinking about her. But I can't stop thinking about her.
Tell her about it. Let her know that you like her a lot. Ask her out on a date.
I'm too shy. I'm in love with Sue. What should I do? I'm hopelessly stuck on Sue.
Is that really true? What have you done about it?
Dreamed a lot. She is on my mind day and night. She is in my imagination all day and in my dreams all night.
How can she know what you feel? Can you tell her that she's better than chocolate ice cream? Will you do that?
No, I'm too shy. But I can't stop thinking about her. But I can't stop thinking about her.
Tell her about it. Let her know now before she starts to date someone else. Three. Are you married? Are you married?
Yes, Jane and I got married last year. Our marriage is perfect. It's a marriage made in heaven. We love each other. We care for each other.
Is Tia married?
Yes. Tia and Tom had a wonderful wedding and reception 2 years ago.
Is their marriage happy?
It seems to be happy. They can read each other's minds.
Are you married?
Yes, Jane and I got married last year. Our marriage is perfect. It's a marriage made in heaven. We love each other. We care for each other.
Is Tia married?
Yes. Tia and Tom had a wonderful wedding and reception 2 years ago.
Is their marriage happy?
It seems to be happy. They can read each other's minds.
Four. He is still single.
Is Mark married?
No, he is still single. He is still single.
I heard Mark and Jennifer were engaged a year ago.
But they broke up last month. They broke up last month.
Let's introduce him to Sue.
That's a good idea. He might like Sue.
Is Mark married?
No, he is still single. He is still single.
I heard Mark and Jennifer were engaged a year ago.
But they broke up last month. They broke up last month.
Let's introduce him to Sue.
That's a good idea. He might like Sue. Five. Tom is divorced.
Is Tom married?
He was married, but his marriage is over for good. He is divorced. He and his ex-wife were separated for a year, and then they got a divorce last month.
Oh, no, that's too bad. There are so many divorces nowadays.
Welcome to the modern world.
Is Tom married?
He was married to Kathy, but the marriage ended. He is divorced. He and Kathy separated for a year, and then they got a divorce last month.
Oh, no, I like Tom. That's too bad. There are so many divorces nowadays.
Welcome to the modern world. It isn't perfect, but it is all we've got. And we can always try to make it better.
Six. Do you want to marry Jane? Don't chicken out at the last minute. When are you getting married?
My wedding is in 2 months. We'll send out the invitations next week.
Surprise, surprise! I'm glad to hear it. Congratulations. You'll make a wonderful couple.
Do you think I'm ready to get married? Do you think I'm ready to get married?
Why do you ask?
I feel nervous. Many of my friends are divorced. I don't want to make a mistake. I'm afraid my marriage will also end in divorce.
Do you love Jane?
Of course I do.
Do you want to marry Jane?
I'm dying to marry her. In my heart of hearts, I love her very much.
You and Jane have a lot in common. But I'm glad you're a little nervous. If you weren't nervous, I'd think you didn't really understand what you're doing. Don't chicken out at the last minute. Marrying Jane will be the best and most important thing you'll ever do.
When are you getting married? When are you getting married?
Our wedding is in 2 weeks. Our wedding is in 2 weeks.
Surprise, surprise! Congratulations!
Do you think I'm ready to get married? Do you think I am ready to get married?
Do you want to marry Paul? Do you really want to marry Paul?
I am dying to marry him. I am dying to marry him. It is going to be a small wedding. We only invited our families.
You and Paul always seem happy together.
But I'm so nervous. Maybe we'll end up bored with each other.
You both have friendly personalities. You both are kind and gentle. You and Paul enjoy the same sports. You both are big on reading and going to movies. Don't chicken out at the last minute. Have faith that everything will work out fine.
Yes, I do enjoy Paul's friendly personality. He is kind and gentle. Paul and I enjoy the same sports. We both are big on reading and going to movies.
Then don't chicken out at the last minute.
You're right. I should have faith that everything will work out fine.
Seven. To be honest with you, our honeymoon is over.
Why are you spending so much time watching TV?
I want to.
You should spend some time talking to me. Don't be a couch potato. Let's go for a walk. While we are walking, we can talk.
I would rather watch TV. To be honest with you, our honeymoon is over.
You are just kidding. You are just kidding.
To tell you the truth, our honeymoon is over.
Can't we stay on our honeymoon? Can't we enjoy each other more and more?
Perhaps we can, if we're both willing to try hard. If we do new things together like we used to, we will have more things in common. In fact, I love you very much.
What do you love about me? I need you to tell me.
I love your beautiful hairstyle and your lovely smiles. I love how you twirl and dance and your taste in romance. I love the deep thoughts in your head and your delicious banana bread. I love the humor in your talk and your slow jiggle as you walk. I love your giggle when you say wigwam, pizza stop, and how you love your mom and pop.
Why are you spending so much time watching TV?
I want to.
You should spend some time talking to me. Don't be a couch potato. Let's go for a walk. While we are walking, we can talk.
I would rather watch TV. To be honest with you, our honeymoon is over.
You are just kidding. You are just kidding.
Tell you the truth, our honeymoon is over.
Can't we stay on our honeymoon? Can't we enjoy each other more and more?
Perhaps we can, if we're both willing to try hard. If we do new things together like we used to, we will have more things in common. In fact, I love you very much.
What do you love about me? I need you to tell me.
I love your beautiful hairstyle and your lovely smiles. I love how you twirl and dance and your taste in romance. I love the deep thoughts in your head and your delicious banana bread. I love the humor in your talk and your slow jiggle as you walk. I love your giggle when you say wigwam, pizza stop, and how you love your mom and pop.
Eight, slightly lost. Please, sir, could you tell me the way to the Phoenix Library?
Sorry, Miss, I'm new to this city. And to be honest, I'm slightly lost myself. Do you know where the courthouse is?
Oh, let me think a few seconds.
I'm supposed to meet my fiancé at the courthouse to get our marriage license.
Congratulations! That's wonderful! I love the commitment that is found in marriage. My sister Janice is getting married next week.
Janice? My fiancé's name is Janice. Janice Wang.
Oh, that's amazing. I know who you are. You're Juan Estrada. And I'm Anne, Janice's youngest sister.
I thought I recognized your face.
We talked on the internet last Christmas.
Oh, yes. I remember your smile on the computer screen. But you've changed your hairstyle.
Right, it's much longer now.
And you asked me what's the best software for learning Spanish.
Yes, I did. Your advice was excellent.
Thank you. Your sister has shown me a lot of your pictures. Your smile is even prettier in real life.
Thank you. Now I understand why Janice says you are a charming gentleman.
Does Janice talk about me?
She is always talking about you. And yesterday, she showed all her girlfriends your baby pictures. Her girlfriends and I especially loved those pictures when you were 2 years old. You looked quite cute running around naked on the beaches in Puerto Rico.
Oh, I think my ears are turning red.
Oh, have you become more modest since then?
Yes.
Well, I just had to tease you a little bit. Everyone is happy that you're going to be a member of our family. And you can count yourself lucky to get such a wonderful bride.
Yes, I'm quite pleased to be marrying Janice. She and I have a lot in common. We always have fun together.
Janice does have a positive attitude. Ever since we were kids, I've been jealous of her sunny disposition.
Yes, I really love that about her. I've never met anyone with a friendlier smile.
That's true. And she's always patient. She has always quietly taught me by being a good example. She's excellent with children. When I was 4, she taught me to read.
Speaking of reading, isn't the Phoenix Library about 6 blocks north of here? Didn't I just drive by there a few minutes ago?
Yes, you did.
And you're not really slightly lost, are you?
Not lost at all. But I saw your car's Florida license plates and recognized your face. I wanted to check you out and see if I was right.
You're very observant.
And I can be both sneaky and nosy. Sorry, that's just the way I am. You'll get used to it. 1 block west of the library is the courthouse.
That's right. Janice called and told me that last night. My memory is slipping.
That's what happens when you have a wedding coming up.
It's almost time for me to meet Janice.
Well, I'm glad to have met you in person, Juan.
Thank you, Anne, for creating an opportunity to introduce yourself. It's been a delightful pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Now that I am no longer slightly lost, I better get going.
Janice said you're coming for supper tonight, so I'll see you then.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Part 13. Habit. 1. Do you like to travel? 2. Do you like to travel?
No, I don't like to travel. I like to stay at home during a vacation.
Does Jan like to walk?
Yes, she does. Jan walks every day for 2 hours.
Does Peter like to play with his computer?
No, he doesn't. Peter likes to play with his dog.
Do Karen and Christine like to study English?
No, they don't. They like to watch TV.
Do you like to travel?
No, I don't like to travel. I like to stay at home during a vacation.
Does Jan like to walk?
Yes, she does. Jan walks every day for 2 hours.
Does Peter like to play with his computer?
No, he doesn't. Peter likes to play with his dog.
Do Karen and Christine like to study English?
No, they don't. They like to watch TV. Do you usually go to bed late? Do you usually go to bed late?
Yes, I do.
Why do you go to bed late?
I have mountains of homework to do, but I always finish my homework.
Does Alexa always get up early on Sundays?
Yes, she does.
Why does she always get up early on Sundays?
Alexa is a hard-working student. She does her homework early every day.
Do Mona and Bernardo always quarrel with each other?
Yes, they do.
Why do they always quarrel with each other?
They have nothing in common. They do not love each other any longer.
Sooner or later, they will get a divorce.
I hope not. They should try to work things out. Their daughter, Letitia, needs a happy home. It's too bad that her parents do not understand that.
Three, what would you like to have for lunch? What do you usually have for breakfast?
Milk and cornflakes. Milk and cornflakes.
What would you like to have for lunch?
A hamburger and orange juice. A hamburger and orange juice.
What do you enjoy having for dinner?
Hot and sour chicken soup. And a tuna salad sandwich on rye toast. Hot and sour chicken soup and a tuna salad sandwich on rye toast.
What do you usually have for breakfast?
Milk and cornflakes. Milk and cornflakes.
What would you like to have for lunch?
A hamburger and orange juice. A hamburger and orange juice.
What do you enjoy having for dinner?
Hot and sour chicken soup and a tuna salad sandwich on rye toast. Hot and sour chicken soup and a tuna salad sandwich on rye toast. Four, when do you usually go to school? When do you usually go to school?
I usually go to school at 7 a.m.
When do you usually come home from school?
I usually come home from school at 7 p.m.
Why so late?
I have mountains of schoolwork to do in the library, and I need to spend some time with my girlfriend who works there.
When do you usually go to bed?
I usually go to bed at 11 p.m.
Oh, my goodness. Why do you go to bed so late?
I play computer games and talk to my girlfriend on the phone for hours.